Our morning conversation today focuses on the arts in and around Carbondale, and particularly how they can both combine and work together with university professors and other educators in the Carbondale area. In studio this morning, Gary Kolb, who is Carbondale Community Arts President and former Dean of the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts. Nancy Stemper is the Executive Director of Carbondale Community Arts, and local artist Najar Abdul-Mosawir. Thanks for coming in, everyone.
Thank you.
What we're talking about is Carbondale Community Arts University. This is the 2.0, if you will, of what's going on. People may remember last year when we talked about the Armory and how we focused on all of the events that went on around that anniversary. This year, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a 50-year commemoration, and its impact on the arts community. Nancy, I'm going to let you start. Your thoughts on this theme and what you're hoping to bring to Carbondale and the arts community?
Well, certainly. It's an auspicious anniversary. And although it's a shame that we in this country need to legislate what should be fair to begin with, we know that the Civil Rights Act has had a major impact in many arenas, not the least of which is the ability of people to express themselves. And the arts are, of course, the ultimate expression, creative expression. So we think that the act is as relevant in the arts as anywhere else. We're going to be hearing this next weekend from many artists in many different arenas who will bring vision to their interpretation of the Civil Rights Act and what it has done for them. We're also going to be hearing a little bit about how artists have informed the Civil Rights Act and helped indeed to rally support for it way back when.
Sure. And again, as Nancy mentioned, it's coming up next weekend, Friday, November 7th and Saturday, November 8th. You can get more information by calling Carbondale Community Arts at 457-5100. Gary, you're the president of Carbondale Community Arts, which means you've been heavily involved in the planning of this event and so many others. Why is it important to focus on this anniversary and the impact that it had on the arts community?
Well, I think, as Nancy said, it's a really auspicious anniversary, incredibly important piece of legislation, and it's hard to celebrate something like that too much. Frankly, I don't think we've had that many public events in Carbondale this year based around that, although there's been a lot of recognition. The university, for example, this year has adopted a common reader that focuses on the Civil Rights Act. So, you know, there's a buzz in the air. You know, I think it's important for us to be part of that. I think it's important for people to understand that the arts are not separate from the rest of society, but are part of it and need to be integrated into it as much as possible. And that artistic expression oftentimes mirrors and oftentimes presages the historical developments that occur in our lives, so that you have song and poetry and visual art dealing with the issues of civil rights dating back hundreds of years, really, in many respects. So I think it's really appropriate for us to be involved in things like this, and it gives people a sense that the arts can be an active part of their life rather than some sort of passive activity of viewing or listening.
Najar, a lot of people take a look back at the Civil Rights Act and at that time, and maybe they don't remember the artistic community and what people were saying and doing. I wonder your thoughts on how the arts played a part of the Civil Rights Act and the civil rights movement and where they are today.
If we look at it in the context of the 1960s, you know, because we know this is a freedom summer this past summer, which I had the children engage in an art project where they dealt with the idea of education and empowering themselves through history, through the arts. And we look at the 1960s and we look at someone like Elizabeth Catlett, who did a piece called Malcolm X Speaks for Us, who, as an artist, a printmaker, a woman, she did a piece called Homage to My Sisters, where she did a wood figure piece with the arm extended up with Black Power sign, which was a very powerful symbol during that time because our athletes during the Olympics raised their fists up with black gloves and then went across the world. And so when we look at the arts, such as one of the photographs that we see of the Olympics, Elizabeth Catlett's work, be it sculpture or printmaking, you know, and even if we look at music, such as James Brown, you know, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. So, and we know that it's not only the visual artists, but the performing artists. And so when we look at it in a context, in a particular context, we always want to talk about it in relation to black people. But reality is it's not only a black thing. It's a humanitarian thing. It's not, we are, our civil rights being violated as African Americans is historically has not only been in the context of us fighting against it, but those who understand it and who's been, their rights been violated come along, who may be white, may be Jewish, may be Christian, may be Muslim, come together and fight against those type of things. Not today. Today we have a situation where, let's look at St. Louis, right? There's a group called the Alliance of Black Art Galleries, okay? And this group of galleries in the St. Louis area, which is being headed by Frieda Wheaton, who has convinced a group of galleries to have an exhibition of artists, 100 of them, 100, I'm included. And so what it is that these 100 artists did a piece relating to hands up, don't shoot. This is the slogan of the day. Mm-hmm. This is what people are saying. This is what people are talking about. Hands up. And you got not only black people saying it, you got everybody, kids, grandmoms, white, Hispanic. I even saw a group of Asian students come together and put signs up, hands up, don't shoot. And so here it is. We have this art that's being used throughout St. Louis in these galleries. And these guys, and when we look at Frieda Wheaton, we understand who this person is. She sits on a number of boards, including working with the St. Louis Art Museum and many others, Historical Museum, runs a public gallery herself called Salon 53. And so, and it has this national call. So even today, when we look at Black Art in America, which is an online network, Black Art in America, many of the artists that you see on there deal with issues, deal with social issues, and also social engagement. Social engagement in terms of art places and how they want to engage in having making a statement, having a voice. And lastly, Secretary of the Arts, why we don't have one in this country.
All of these issues, of course, I'm sure are part of the discussion when you talk about CCAU. And Najjar mentioned engagement. Carbondale Community Arts really encourages local artists and others to get involved in the arts community. And Gary, you talked about how the arts can be a representation of what's going on, but it's also a way that possibly you can affect change. Perhaps you can't go to a march on Washington, but you can use your art to influence other people. How important is it not just to remember what's happened 50 years ago, but to keep people encouraged in changing their world through art? Nancy?
Maintaining energy is the key to success in any project. One of the things that we're really excited about, including in CCAU this year, is the Race Card Project, which will give people who are attending an opportunity to participate in the NPR project that encourages everyone to respond to the racial environment around them with 6-word answers that are written on postcards. And in addition to that, WSIU will be at the Civic Center with us at the listening storytelling booth so that people will be able to exchange even more information about their experiences and their perspectives. We think that's a really important part of the art and of keeping the discussion alive.
Just like historians, artists are witnesses to history. Gary, I assume that's...
Well, you know, I think the Nancy hit on something really important. This year's event is quite different than last year's series of events, which were more critical and historical perspectives on various aspects of modernism. This time, we are having a number of participatory events that are going to be going on during the day on Saturday the 8th. And the listening booth, the Race Card Project, there's another project one of our presenters is going to be doing, which will involve peace and justice issues, which is a participatory audience, participatory project. There is the also this year we're incorporating some things for younger people to do. So if you want to come to the programming and drop your children off in one of the rooms, and there'll be some art-making activities supervised by staff and volunteers. It'll be going on during the day, and that'll allow people to then go to some of the programming on their own. So we're trying to really engage the community in a number of different ways this time.
Sure. It's coming up November 7th and 8th here in Carbondale through Carbondale Community Arts. Nancy, Gary, Najjar, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.